plunged and dumb from head to foot. The flowing river is almost touching his skirt. He is always moving restlessly from side to side beside the place of repose and the couch where he might recline. The light is hidden, and search is the evidence that the heart does not seek shelter in vain. If this world's prison had no refuge, neither would there be any feeling of aversion, nor would the heart seek release. Thy aversion is dragging you along, like a custodian saying, O man astray, seek the path of righteousness.
Translation.
Again, Muhammad, choose the guy, period. Stop it. Again, we are back because we want to explain this story, right? So he is trying to explain to you how come, how this happens. Normally, you don't like it because you want to have the last word. Me, 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 that ego doesn't let you anywhere. And the funny thing is that, yes, I said about the key, I repeat it. The path is there, but it's hidden in a secret place. It's discovery in an empire, seeking in vain. See? Repetition of that. Yes?
The path is there, but it is hidden in a secret place. Its discovery is in pawn, to seeking in vain. Separation is secretly in quest of union, and this seeker do not discern the face of the salt. The dead of the orchard spring up from the root, saying, perceive the giver of life. How should the eyes of these prisoners...
No, hold on a second. What was that? That the dead people, they are jumping out of the grave to tell you, understand the life giver. Means what? What is Rumi doing? Out of the grave, leading you. He said, listen, this is what it is. Look at the timeline. Aha, we talked about it, remember? He said, first of all, the animals, they are in love with their privacy. Why? Cheating. Nobody should know what I'm doing. And I'm doing this because I'm getting close, I want to eat that animal. Cheating and lying and show off. I want the sex, so I should show off that everybody believes that I'm the biggest guy and blah blah, right? Here we say, okay, this is the funniest stuff, that it's here, the animal divider, and it's here, the spirit of bringing them together. So between these two, we are always moving, yes?
How should the eyes of these prisoners of the world be always fixed on what lies beyond, if there were no bringer of the good news of deliverance?
Yeah. If there is no good news, why there is so many hope in all of us? These hopes comes from somewhere, yes?
How should there be 100,000 befouled ones seeking water if there were no water in the river?
You see, I cannot show you really that good stuff, but I can mention the people who are looking for it. That's one of the best help. Around the globe, there are a lot of people that are living like an animal, but there are some people who are insisting, permanently looking for beauty. Why? Because that attraction to the beauty is in human being. The sunset is one of the best examples. Sunset is international. All the animals will see the sunset. But none of them will sit down and watch and go. This is in us. Because imagination, we don't live in a real existence anymore. If it was that, you cannot find any unhappy fellow in Vancouver, because they have everything to eat and everything to drink and blah, blah, all of that. This is not it. We are changed. You are living in the universe of your imagination. If your imagination is bad, and you are a prince and a rich fellow and successful, and you have the Nobel Prize, you are suicidal. Because if you are poor, miserable, but your imagination is good, good for you, because that's where human life is. We don't live in a natural life anymore. Thought. Let's go back. I was saying that privacy was lovely. Then suddenly a magic happened. Do you remember? Talking. When this came out, no privacy. Ha ha, forget it. You open your mouth. Two words. I understand your thinking and all that, right? But it was a little bit limited. Writing came out. What happened with that? Suddenly, the time is irrelevant. We are connected with Rumi. 800 years difference. Doesn't matter, it's here. So everything is public. Nothing is that private anymore. Here we say, listen, when a lot of people are looking for goodness, means there is goodness. Because normally when we talk about the beauty, the logical people who doesn't like it, they start to mention the ugliness. If, oh yeah, logically it's this or that, no, for us, beautiful and ugly are the same. It depends when, where, and mainly the imagination, the way you think about it. Yes?
If there is no rest for your side upon the earth, know that there is a coverlet and mattress at home. Without a resting place, there would not be the restless. Without that which takes away the headache of intoxication, there would not be this headache. He said, "Nay, nay, O messenger of God, do not appoint any but an old sheikh to be the chief of the army."
Ah, back to the story. Mm-hmm. Now the guy with the objections will say, "Hey, you prophet, not a young fellow, you should choose an old fellow." And now he will say, "What are you talking about, you stupid fellow? You are the follower of this prophet? You believe that this prophet is talking, getting information from God, and now you don't like this stuff?" Yes.
"O messenger of God, if the youth is lion-born, may none but an old man be head of the army? You too have said, and your word is witness, the leader must be old, must be old. O messenger of God, look on this army. There are so many elders and persons superior to him. Do not regard the yellow leaves of this tree. Pick its ripe apples. How, in sooth, are its yellow leaves void? This is the sign of maturity and perfection."
What a daydreaming. An old fellow is explaining these old nonsenses. Why? Because he's jealous. And there is something here which is being repeated a couple of times. That's the old. Ah, do you remember? Rumi explained that when I say old, I don't mean white hair. I don't mean physically old. When we say somebody old, means a purified fellow. It's not the age, literally. Here, this guy will take it for, you said old and young, and you yourself, you said it, blah, 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 all that. Yes?
"The yellow leaf of the elder's beard and his white hair brings tidings of joy on account of his mature intelligence.
Of course, when you're looking at these elderly people, this means they are very clever. Ma, give me a break, yes.
The newly arrived green-colored leaves signify that this fruit is unripe. The provision of leaflessness is the sign of being a Gnostic. The yellowness of gold is the money changer's ruddiness of face. If he that his rosy cheek has pressed down, he has just begun to learn writing in the school of knowledge. The letters of his handwriting are very crooked. He is a cripple in respect of knowledge, though his body moves with agility. Although an old man's feet are deprived of rapid movement, his intelligence has gotten two wings and has sped to the zenith.
Illusion. This is proving what? You see? Yes, the elder people, they cannot move, but they could fly. No, they cannot move, they cannot fly, they cannot remember, they should die. Yes. This nonsense is all of this. Why? Just jealousy. Let me tell you this. Go back before I start my story. Muhammad came and chose a teenager to be the boss, okay? What would be the reaction of the father of that guy? Ah, he will not come in and say, no, this young is stupid, no, choose an old one. No, this is my son, it's good, it's perfect. This is what it is. This is the source of stupidity. Because, I said, in animal life, being the boss pays. Because when you're the boss, all sex is yours, all the best part of food is yours and all that. But we're talking about the human life, which has nothing to do with that. It's a different stuff. Yes.
If you wish for an example, look at Jafar. God gave him wings instead of hands and feet. Cease from speaking of gold.
Do you remember that? There is this Jafar. We call him Jafar Tayyar. This is a guy that God gave him the possibility to fly. That's another story. He will bring it here for what? Remember, look at that Jafar, which is an old fellow. Now he could fly. Mm. So, being old is good, yes.
Cease from gold, for this topic is recondite. This heart of mine has become agitated like quicksilver. From within me, 100 sweet breathing silent ones put their hands on their lips, signifying it is enough.
Ah, yeah. And silence, this is the key. Silence is the sea. The speech is like a river. The sea is seeking you. Do not seek the river. Imagine somebody honest for the first time comes to my class on all these nonsenses. We'll listen to this and we'll remember this. That's a lucky person. Because this is what we always do. You always try to talk. Why? Show off. When they're talking, if you say nothing, they think that you don't know anything. You have to show off to talk and talk and talk. You say, listen, talking is good. It's like this creek of water. What we are talking about, the ocean. What is the difference? This creek is coming from somewhere and should go somewhere. Where? To the sea. Sea is that being all together. So, listen carefully, because now the story has stopped. Rumi wants to insist on something. Yes?
Do not turn thy head away from the indications given by the sea.
What is the indication of the sea? Honestly. What is the indication of mercy? Hmm? Did you